In the aftermath of the Battle of Stones River, the armies of Braxton Bragg and William Rosecrans remained in eastern Tennessee, where both commanders confined themselves to a series of ineffectual cavalry raids. Then in June of 1863, Rosecrans moved south, turning Bragg's left flank and forcing the rebels to retire upon Tullahoma. Once underway, Rosecrans moved quickly, continuing to pressure the rebel line of supply and forcing Bragg to withdraw to Chattanooga. By the middle of August, the Federals had advanced to the Tennessee River near Caperton's Ferry. From here, Rosecrans' leading corps would continue southeast into North Georgia. Once again forced to withdraw to protect his line of communications and supply, Bragg fell back upon Lafayette, where he began assembling reinforcements. By September 9th, with Rosecrans' forces widely separated, Bragg ordered attacks on the vanguards of both Thomas's and Crittenden's corps. The Confederate movements lacked energy, however, allowing Rosecrans time to concentrate his forces. By the 19th, the two armies had come into position on either side of West Chickamauga Creek. Here, amid dense woodlands, the struggle for possession of strategic Chattanooga was about to begin.